You know, this morning we had sat down here, and who are the, are they all here? I said that, you know, Mani was saying about the,
right.
Who? About her relationship with Baba and all that, younger days and Baba's friends and all that sort of thing. So, as I told you, you were here this morning? No, I'm talking at, you were here. I know that you were here, Michelle, but Elaine, Mani was talking about her young days, you know, and all her friends and all that. So also Baba would also remember and reminisce about his old days and friends. He never forgot anybody, never. So you'd bring back to our memories and all that sort of thing, and you'd talk many things. But one of the most interesting things that came to pass in our life with Baba was, he remembered one of his greatest friends, whom he loved very much, very close friends of theirs. And you were here when I was telling about Baba's brother Jal, and he was telling, so one fine day, he got into his mood of reminiscence, you know, and he's reminiscing about his old days when he was a kid and all that, school friend and this and that, and he remembered his close friend, Vegas, his name was Vegas. So he's describing how he was, how his eccentricities were there, and this and that and all that, and he was such a person, such a personality, such a character, you know. So he's describing, and he's chuckling within himself, remembering him. So while he's describing the characteristics of this person, his friend, so Baba's brother Jal was with us, seated there. It happened in Pune. And Jal says, I see that personality sometimes on the streets in Pune. So Baba says, is he still alive? Well, I don't know whether he's the same person or somebody else, but he matches with what you describe. So he said, then if you see him again, say that Meher Baba wants you to come and see him. Meher Wan wants you to come and see him. Some time passes by, some weeks pass by, and Jal happens to see him on the road again. He approaches him and says, Mister? So he says, yeah. What's your name? He says, well, I'm Vegas. Well, what was the first name?
Ludovic
Vegas. Oh, you are Ludovic Vegas. Yeah, what do you want? He said, well, you know Meher Wan, who was studying in Vincent School? Yeah, I studied in Vincent School. Which Meher Wan? The Meher Wan? So, I don't know, the Meher Wan remembers you and wants to see you once. Said, okay, I'm free. Whenever you want me to go, I'll go. I have heard that he has become great. He says, I'll ask, well, give me your address and all that. And then he gives the address and Jal comes and reports to Baba. And Baba says, get him as soon as possible before he dies. So here he is brought. And he is there. His own letter gives the sequel to the story. Where is the letter?
I got it.
How beautiful it is to meet, the old friends meet. Which year and all that? Read loudly.
Okay. This is from Ludovic Vegas, from Pune, 6th August, 1959. To His Holiness, Meher Baba.
This is after the meeting, immediately after the meeting.
Maharaja of Baroda's new palace, Bun Garden Road, Pune.
That's where Baba was. That is the address of Guru Prasad. Yeah.
Your Holiness Meher Baba, your humble admirer, Ludovic Vegas, craves your most magnanimous indulgence in taking the privilege of writing these few lines to your Holiness. When your good brother Jalu asked me if I was Ludovic Vegas and if I was in the St. Vincent's During the time of our Reverend Father Windhausen, I said yes. Jalu then asked me if I knew Marwan in the 8th standard. So I asked Jalu if it was the Marwan who used to often say, Litu, Litu, Laitali.
You see, that's an expression amongst Indians, means here in India. So if there is any excitement or anything, he says, come on, Laitali, Laitali, come on and shake hands and all that sort of thing. You see, just as you all shake hands, no? So come on. And so that's the Indian way of expressing the exultation and joy. So as kids, they would do that. But between the two friends, you see. Anything exciting would be there, they both shake hands and say, Laitali, means like that. You see, that's your, it's sealed, the joy.
Jalu said he did not know, but it is the Marwan who is now Meher Baba. I said, oh, surely it's the same Marwan who Litu, Litu, Laitali. Well, said Jalu, Meher Baba wants to see you. Me? A poor, simple, ordinary man? Yes, said Jalu. So I said, with the greatest pleasure. And so Jalu came and took me to your residence on the 12th July 1959 at 10 a.m. and took me to you, and all the people in the large hall started looking who this other sadhu was that Meher Baba should get up from his sofa and embrace him and give him his blessings. Oh, Meher Baba, don't you feel we were once again transformed by some magic power into schoolboys in the 8th standard of St. Vincent's, with our dear Reverend Father Windhausen sitting in front of us in his black robe, red beard, red handkerchief, silver snuff box taking our lessons. But yesterday the word of Caesar might have stood against the world. Now lies he there, none so poor to do him reverence. Yes, yes, how those years have fled, never to come back in this mortal life of ours. I was profoundly wondering, dear Meher Baba, how it is that you could have thought of me after full 50 years, from 1909 to 1959, a poor, insignificant friend, and came to the conclusion that you may have been recounting some past happy hours of our school days, in which you may have seen poor Ludovic studded with medals in the Pune school sports, carrying the 100 yards flat race, the 100 yards hurdle race, the long jump, and the quarter mile races, and then he has in caps in the letter, all first. And being carried off the field by his team boys, shoulder high, and dear Meher Baba shouting, Litu, Laitali, and dear Reverend Father Windhausen, like a heart for the great honor and blessing you conferred on me on 12th July 1959. And I am sure God alone must have put it in your heart to do so after 50 years. Your very humble friend, Ludovic Vegas. Yeah. So that's old Ludovic.